Decaying hospital buildings, rising debt levels and inadequate disaster preparedness. The latest Controller and Auditor General's report into district health boards is pointing to a multitude of problems. The 2017-2018 audits of DHBs indicate a worsening financial position, with almost all boards budgeting for deficits. I spoke earlier on to Greg Goulding, Health Sector Manager at the Office of the Auditor General.
The purpose of putting this all together was to, because the Auditor General audits every single DHB, we're able to have a look across the whole, you know, see if there are any issues or risks presenting in some of them. There may be, incipient or potential risks in others as well. So by presenting those points that we talk about, we're not saying that there's something that is of concern or an immediate issue for every single DHB. What we're saying is that there are some areas of focus that we think all the DHBs should be aware of, and we'll bring them to the DHB's attention.
Pretty significant, because it's gone in a few years from one or two DHBs having financial difficulties to almost all of them budgeting for deficits. What does that tell you?
What it tells us is that the DHBs do appear to be finding it more difficult to make ends meet, and that has, changed. As you say, it's intensified a bit over the last few years. And once again, I mean, that's something that when you look across the whole sector, you would probably be negligent of us not to make that observation that, you know, there's a cause for concern there.
So what has led to that situation where it's gone from one or two to all of them?
And that's something that, you know, as auditors, we're not really qualified to be able to say. We haven't made an in-depth analysis of what may be driving the deficit. So really what we're doing here is, is identifying a trend which in itself presents its own risk.
Ageing hospital buildings, is that part of what is putting such a financial strain around the country?
Potentially it would be. I think that when you talk about the ageing buildings, there's potentially more of a future cost in there. And we do note when we talk about the ageing buildings and condition and the ongoing viability of the estate, that in fact, you know, work has been done to address that with the National Asset Management Plan, which we see as a positive sign, really.
Work is being done, but capital charges, that's interest charged on money the government lends for major capital works, is also part of that picture. Should that be dropped?
It's not really our position to say whether or not something like capital charge should be dropped. I mean, that's a policy decision for ministers to make.
But that would ease the financial burden on DHBs that are trying to upgrade hospital buildings.
We have observed that when DHBs receive a capital injection to build a hospital building, for example, it does seem to create additional pressure on them when they're dealing with that immediate increased charge. That's one of the observations that we've made there.
Okay, so it's not just about the infrastructure, though. There are some issues around staffing, some fraud detected, some aspects of the Holidays Act not being properly followed, so money is owed to workers. Are DHBs treating their employees properly?
Well, the Holidays Act, we've been reporting on this in our audit reports for the last 3 years now in a row. So it is something that we think the DHBs do need to address as a matter of priority. We know that they are working on developing a position on that. But as you say, it is, you know, ultimately it's a real cost to workers. It's complex and it's challenging to work it out. I think it'd be wrong to suggest that the DHBs are in any way deliberately not meeting their obligations around this. And there are complexities and difficulties in dealing with it. But we do think it's something that they do need to, you know, deal with as a matter of priority.
That's Greg Goulding, the Health Sector Manager at the Office of the Auditor General.